You just wake up like you do every morning. No alarm clock. Just a big coming from your greedy mouth as you wake up and rub your eyes and rub your tummy. God, you ate so much last night and the night before and the night before. Just so used to this unemployed lifestyle now of just hedonism, relaxing, eating and jerking off. That's all you really do these days. You can't even remember the last time that you sent in a job application. You've just been living off of unemployment and the food stamps. You've been unemployed for about 6 months now. You have no problem meeting that $25,000 budget. And hell, the city's program to provide every unemployed man with $25,000, it was so successful that they increased the budget. The last time you went out was on election day. You vaguely remember casting your ballot to vote to extend the benefits of this food stamp program to cover the cost of edibles as well. And so you and all the other men in the town are just getting stoned out of their mind all the time. Just sitting on the couch, eating away, trying their best to hit the budget. Now $40,000 of food. You're always on the delivery apps ordering new types of food, ordering really expensive types of food that you've never tried in your life and just gorging on it because everybody else is doing it. So why not you too? All of your coworkers that wanted jobs, you know, they snapped out of this lifestyle and they're back in the workforce again. But some of them decided it's easier to just sit down and just enjoy themselves and enjoy life. And this gluttonous lifestyle has just really grown on you. And it's caught up with you too. Is the only thing that really fits in your house is just your pajamas. You just walk around a big unemployed fat guy with nothing to do but to eat. And so your daily routine just goes as follows. You just order your pre-breakfast takeout while you cook your breakfast. And you eat your breakfast. The pre-breakfast gets there and you eat that too. Then while you're eating, you order more takeout as you plan where you're gonna go for lunch. So you just call up some friends that are still just as unemployed as you are. You ask them if they wanna go out, eat a pizza buffet or go out to a Chinese buffet. And even though they're eating their lunch, they still say yes because they've got money to spend. And so you squeeze your way into your car, your gut almost touching the steering wheel. As you open a few snack cakes so that you can whet your appetite, and you drive down to the buffet, life is just way different in your town now that they have those food stamps available for anybody if they choose to be a big unemployed fat guy. As summer approaches, men are just walking around, eating, just completely shirtless out in public, just gorging themselves even fatter. Without a care in the world, the big old smile on their face, no job to their name, all of their needs just taken care of. These big, fat men are just the target demographic for clothes, for ads, for food. And so everywhere just needs to cater to them now in order to stay in business. Since all the big, fat, unemployed men have all this spending money, all the restaurants just cater to them. You know, if a big, fat, unemployed guy just walks up without a shirt, without any pants on, just walks up to a restaurant in his underwear, they just let him in. Because on average, he's going to spend at least $500 at that restaurant. At first, they tried to stop all these fat, messy men from entering any restaurant, but it became too much for them to handle, and they were losing out on a lot of money. So grocery stores, restaurants, buffets just started allowing big fat men to just walk in, messy, smelly, stoned, drunk, or greedy. Just allowing these big fat slobs to just take over. Of course, your genitals still needed to be covered for sanitary purposes, but a lot of these big fat guys, it was no problem. Their bellies just hung so low, their fat pads just that swelled up and engorged. That they could really walk around anywhere and be considered modest. But it was pretty common to look around any restaurant and see a guy just newly unemployed, becoming so out of control and so gluttonous that he just strips himself naked and just sits there gorging himself until he climaxes. That very scenario happening to you at least 10 times in the past month. And it was very common to see guys fresh off of unemployment going back into the workforce, all chubby, all fattened up, unable to remember how to do their jobs, and instead of wasting their time trying to relearn manners, basic customer service, and other technical skills, they often just quit on the spot. Also, they could just go gorge themselves and turn off their brains for another 3 months before reapplying. Anybody who really wanted to work and stay trim, they were working, and they were staying trim. But the rest of the population, they were just becoming big, fat slobs. And after driving your way through town, seeing how everything has changed, you finally pull up to the buffet, and your friends are outside waiting for you. One of them, in their underwear, cum stained, sloppy joe in each hand, just having a great time. The other one completely naked, fat gut covering up his genitals, his balls tucked away safely in his fat pad as he sipped on a shake. And as you walk into the buffet, you take your edibles, that way the munchies will just hit at the perfect time. You look around the room in the buffet, and you know that you're in the right place because the smallest guy in there was shirtless, but it was clear that he could barely squeeze into a 3XL if he tried. It was an unspoken rule, but you and all the other fat slobs in that fucking buffet, they all just want to be the biggest, fattest guy in there. And so you just sat your fat ass down and you started munching away, trying all the delicious foods that you haven't had in a long time. But as you ate desserts and sushi and pizza and steaks and hamburgers and lobsters, you began to crave this one dish that you had a while back. And so while you were eating, you just opened up your phone to a delivery app and just had it sent to the front of the buffet, had it sent right there. As you gorged yourself on food, you were ordering more food. And these restaurants, they were already used to this type of gluttony. If anything, they were even catering to it. In fact, the buffet that you were at provided its own blender right next to the dessert area, so you could just make your own gainer shake if you so pleased. In fact, there was something about this buffet in particular that just made men slobbier than they normally were. It wasn't uncommon to see men jerking off while they ate, or huffing poppers, or hell, even fucking at the dinner table. The slobby, piggy, horny nature of all these gluttonous men, it was rubbing off on you too. Somewhere along the way, you managed to remove all articles of clothing. So now you're just walking around the buffet, fat, greasy, with your genitals exposed. And as your two friends shared a plate of ice cream, Lady and the Tramp style, you remembered that you needed to go to the grocery store. Even at this time of complete hedonism, all you could think about was getting more food. And so you slowly got up from the table and began waddling your way out of the buffet, sneaking a few cookies here and there underneath your fat folds so you could eat them later. And you squeezed yourself into your car, the steering wheel already pressing up against your belly, but you couldn't help yourself. You needed to go get more food. After all, who could blame you? You still had money left to spend. And so on the way to the grocery store, in an effort of great self-control, you only stopped for takeout 3 times on your way there, and you made your way into the grocery store. These days, every grocery store in the city was just a sight to see, because all those big-bellied men at the start of the layoffs, well, they were in worse shape than you. There were mattresses at the end of every aisle, and on top of them were those big mattress-sized men who took up residency there. These big, oversized blobs, they ate themselves out of a house and home. And so, they just sit around all day just eating snack cakes, chips, junk food, anything ready-made. These men were fattened up to the point of immobility, a big problem caused by the city's food stamps program that was only getting bigger with each bite. You tried your best not to look them in the eye as they begged you to feed them or begged you to jerk them off. Tried your best to ignore the problem because deep down you knew that it was very possible that could have easily been you. But it would never be you, you tell yourself as you fill up your cart with another 3 gallons of ice cream, enough to last the day. And you waddle your way out of the store, hoping that even if that were to be you, even if you were to become immobilized by your own gluttony, you would hope that you could take up residency in that nice buffet down the street.